We spend a good part of our time in medical education thinking about the ethical principle autonomy, the right to decide. Every patient has this right. But what happens when the patient cannot speak? Carol Scott Connor is a professor of surgery at the University of Iowa's Carver College of Medicine. She is also the author of a book of short stories. She gave us a mystery to solve in her short story called The Dancer. I will read you an excerpt and hope you will look up the rest of the story on our website to find out what happened. The Dancer. He won't agree to the tracheostomy. Why not, Dr. Slattery asked. He wants to die. Go back in there after rounds and reason with him. He's on the schedule for 10 a.m. tomorrow. Yes, ma'am, the intern said. Morris shrugged, talked to the chief resident. I have talked to him. He won't budge. He knows what he wants. He was a ballet dancer before this, and now he'll never walk again. I don't care if he was a giraffe before this. He still needs a tracheostomy. He's on the schedule for tomorrow. Your job is to talk him into it. And how do you know what he wants anyhow? He can't talk. He can't write. He can't move a finger. He blinks his eyes. I count the blinks. We talk. She stood up and went into the dancer's cubicle. Dr. Slattery wanted me to come back and talk with you again. A tracheostomy will help you breathe more easily. You'll even be able to talk once you get used to it. The dancer wore a spinal immobilization device secured to his skull with four sharp spikes anchored to his chest. He could only look straight ahead, either at the ceiling or when his pneumatic bed cycled every 2 hours, 20 degrees to one side or the other. Maura had to stand on a stool and bend way over to get him in her line of sight. She was in danger of falling on top of him. The dancer started to blink. Maura poised her pen over her clipboard. She counted 4 blinks, D, 9 blinks, I, 5 blinks, E, D-I-E, die. He stopped. Die, she asked. 1 blink. Yes. He looked off into the far distance, not at her. The dancer's elderly mother sat in a patch of sunlight by the window watching intently. He wants to die, the mother said. Why does he want to die? He told me a year ago if he ever gets to where he can't do what he loves to do, he doesn't want to live. We were talking about me, actually. I was filling out all those papers, a living will or whatever you call it, before I had that operation, just in case. We talked about it for an hour. He was quite clear on it. Did he sign a living will? No, but we sure talked. Maura kept her eyes locked on the dancers just as she had been trained. Slattery had taught her that, actually, when she was a third-year student. The dancer blinked once. Yes? Do you mean yes? Maura asked. The dancer blinked. Once. Twice. Each blink was an exaggerated, deliberate blink. More like a two-eyed wink than a normal blink. Do you mean no? 2 blinks. No. Can we do anything to make you more comfortable? No. D. I. E. Maura hesitated. Her back muscles started to go into spasms. We'll talk more later. She stepped down from the stool. The next day, rounds were held in the large conference room to accommodate the whole team and a medical ethicist. The ethicist said, "Let's go talk to him. Are you sure this is what he wants?" In the dancer's room, Maura took up her familiar position on the stool, but this time the ethicist asked the questions, and Maura relayed the answers. Do you understand what has happened to you? 1 blink of the eyes, yes. Do you understand that you will not recover the use of your arms and legs? Yes. Your medical team wants to do a tracheostomy to make you more comfortable and allow you in time to come off the ventilator. Do you want them to do this? D-I-E. Die? Do you want to die? No. The ethicist spread his hands in a backing off gesture. Let's see if we can find a better way to communicate, he said. We will talk again, I promise you. Maura shakily climbed down from the stool. The ethicist stalked down the hallway, rubbing the hair on the back of his head while the team followed. When the door was closed behind them, the ethicist said slowly, Good Lord, people, you mean well. Your hearts are in the right place, but does anyone here think you know what is in his mind? That, what we did in there, was not communication. The only thing we learned is that he knows how to spell the word die. We can do better than that. You cannot possibly resolve this ethically until you enable that man to speak his mind, until you empower him to tell you what is in his heart. Call speech pathology. They can set him up with any number of assistive technologies. Then your conversation won't be so one-sided. I bet they can get him talking with an artificial larynx, even with that endotracheal tube. Call me back when he can talk with you. Until then, back off.